Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. So stick around, because we've got a great show.
This ain't a song for the brokenhearted. Silent prayer.
Hello, Service Brands International. I got a problem. The more time I spend pursuing success, the less time I have to enjoy it. What am I going to do?
Don't worry. You made the right call. Service Brands International, a leading multi-brand franchiser, offers a variety of proven home services franchises that are ideally positioned for today's time-starved consumers and are exceptionally efficient to operate, giving you the time to run your business and time to enjoy your success.
There's Molly Maid,
a residential cleaning franchise.
Mr. Handyman,
the franchise solution for residential and commercial fix-it problems.
1-800-DRY-CLEAN,
the affordable franchise opportunity offering quality dry cleaning with the convenience of free pickup and delivery.
And ducts.
That's DUCTZ, meeting the need for improved indoor air quality. For more information on how a Service Brands franchise can provide a life worth living, visit servicebrands.com.
That's servicebrands.com.
Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Gyms. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices per second? Garlic Gyms has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough so that you're still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Gyms makes the most delicious gourmet pizza and at the same time provides excellent and fast service to your door. Garlic Gyms has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Are you interested in owning a Garlic Gyms? We're currently accepting applications to participate in our exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carryout. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in 6 states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to www.garlicgyms.com. That's www.garlicgyms.com. Or call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Gyms.
Listen, the world is talking. World Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today's show is being brought to you by Service Brands International. And Service Brands International is a family of franchise concepts, which include Molly Maid, 1-800-DRY-CLEAN, Mr. Handyman, and Ducks. And Don, welcome back to another edition of Franchise Interviews, my friend. January's certainly flying by, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. A good week so far, Marty. Everything's fine. How about yourself? Doing well?
Good. It's going well. It's a little cold out here in PA, though, today. I suspect the same thing in Jersey, not that far away.
Yeah, finally winter's setting in. It's only, almost February, and we're finally getting our winter, huh?
Exactly, yeah. I think it's finally here, so, yeah. last show, Don, we got to meet with Dwayne Northrup of Garlic Gyms, famous gourmet pizza, and I thought that was a fantastic show. We got a lot of great feedback on that. What were your thoughts on last week's show?
Yeah, definitely a good interview. He's a very experienced guy, obviously, in franchising, had a background in the industry before starting up Garlic Gyms. I think they got a great concept. They got a good support staff, strong management team.
I agree.
Felt they really explained the franchise system well. And, I guess we just got to wait till they're in our area. I'm definitely going to order a pie once they're near us, right?
Yeah, I can certainly see them being very big in your area, very big in my area. And I was very impressed. I thought it was a great idea. Gourmet pizza delivered to your door
right away, you know. And it was one of those things where I said, why didn't I think of that, you know? It's but as you know, to echo your words, Don, you know, I mean, Dwayne has, I think it's over 20 years industry experience, so he's been doing this a long time, and that's an important consideration, you know, when someone's looking to buy a franchise, you know, is look to the founder's industry experience. Very, very important. So I think we're going to see great things from Garlic Jim's in the future.
Yeah, they're carving out a niche. There's so many pizza franchises out there, but
there are.
Their delivery, it's high quality, the price is right, fast delivery.
Absolutely, and it's gourmet, so great product, it sounds like. So, yeah, what do we have going on today, Don, and I guess over the next month? It looks like we have a pretty full schedule, don't we?
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on. Yeah, today, Marty, we're meeting with Michael Kleinmeier and Don Marks of Papalock.
Great, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, Papalock's recognized as the leading locksmith franchise in the world with 3,600 trained, techs, and licensed locksmiths serving a total population of more than 150 million in over 3,400 cities.
Wow.
Yeah,
big
it's
numbers.
A really nice franchise. I'm familiar with them for my financing services. I really like their system, nice people. So that's today, so that should be great.
Okay, great.
Next week we're meeting with James Stolt, and as a vice president in Comerica Bank's Small Business Administration Lending Division, James concentrates on generating small business loans to owner-operated businesses and startup franchises throughout the United States. And he has more than 20 years' experience, Marty, in financial services industry.
Wow.
And specializes in SBA lending, and that's my specialty. So next week we'll kind of have a specialty franchise financing show. We'll speak to James. We'll find out a little bit about the history of SBA and it's the most popular common loan program. We'll go through all the ins and outs and positives of that. So that should really be an informative show.
Oh, absolutely. Our listeners will really benefit from that too, Don, because that's always the most common question too, is, you know, how am I going to pay for this?
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. We'll go over that and how we can pre-qualify people, so that'll be good.
Okay, great.
On February 8th, we're meeting with Greg Carafello of Cartridge World North America. Cartridge World was rated the number one fastest-growing toner replacement franchise and rated the 21st fastest-growing franchise in all segments. So,
yeah,
that's a real fast, solid franchise, so that should be a really nice show as well. On February 15th, Marty, we'll meet with author Joe Matthews, who wrote the very successful book Street Smart Franchising.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's, you know, one of our guests actually mentioned that book. I think it was Rob Goggins a couple weeks ago. Don recommended reading that book if you're looking to buy a franchise, so absolutely.
Right, I think he said it's even a must-read if anyone's looking to buy a franchise, so we're definitely looking forward to speaking to Mr. Matthews. And on February 22nd, we're going to be meeting with Nancy Leonard, who is a franchise lawyer and has been helping businesses grow for more than 25 years. I'm sure she'll have a lot of solid legal advice on different aspects of the franchising process.
Absolutely, yeah. Nancy certainly knows her stuff, so yeah, that's going to be another great show. So we have a really nice mix, you know, over the next month on, you know, from, you know, franchise attorney to a franchise author, and just a lot of great stuff going on. So I'm very excited with, you know, the way things are going.
Yeah, definitely. We give our listeners a really good mix, which is the goal of the show, why we started doing this.
Absolutely.
We want to interview franchisees, franchisors, really, you know, every different segment of the franchise industry people are going to be hearing.
Absolutely. Yeah, we had some interesting articles and news to discuss this week as well, Don. And this is an article by Sarah Wilson in one of our favorite magazines, Entrepreneur. It's called Hot Franchising Trends for 2007. And it asks the question, which type of franchises boast standout growth? And it lists seven different categories. I thought this was very interesting. First one they list is senior care services. And, you know, I've been plugging this industry for, about 7 years now. I always thought that the senior care franchises have a lot of opportunity to offer. Just a couple things it says here. It says, as America ages, the senior care industry is maturing beautifully, growing 342 units in 2006. Established franchises are flourishing and new ones are emerging. We actually interviewed a couple of them for our newsletter, Don. We interviewed Aristocare,
right,
and actually did an interview with the LA Times back in, I think it was 2001. Their question to me was, you know, what industries do you think are going to be big in the future? And I was happy to see that, you know, I was correct on that one, you know. So, yeah, so a lot of senior care franchises out there, so very good industry.
Yeah, it makes sense with just the population growth of senior citizens.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, especially where you live. Yeah, I mean, down in, you know, that part of New Jersey, I know, I mean, you have a lot of seniors down, like, in that Monmouth County area, you know, so.
In Ocean County, Central
Ocean County.
South Jersey, you have a lot of retirement communities, and you know, and people need services. So
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. This is an interesting one. I thought you'd like this one, Don. It says, new and unique concepts. This is number two. It says, hamburger and pizza will always be American classics, but innovative, original, and sometimes wacky franchise concepts are starting to shake things up. Cereality, I think you might have mentioned them to me, has made it big with endless hot and cold cereal options. Miami Rice Pudding Company offers more than 30 flavors of rice pudding, and our friends who we had on the show, it was about 2 months ago, PB Loco, keeps things nutty with its extensive lines of savory and sweet peanut butters. Ken Hall, who we had on the show, co-founder of PB Loco, our market research showed that many successful companies take an existing product and either add a new twist or improve them. So, you know, good for them. I was happy to see they were mentioned in that article because I think they're a fantastic franchise.
Again, yeah, niche food franchises.
There you go.
Absolutely. Having success, you know, Miami Rice Pudding. My name being Don Johnson, a lot of people make fun of me, Miami Rice. So
that's right.
Let's call it Miami Rice.
There you go. It's
the winner.
There you go. Listen to number three, Don. Business consulting and staffing. You know, we had a business consultant on the show not too long ago as well. David Levine, Action International, another great franchise, mentions here, every business needs help sometimes, and that need is keeping business consulting and staffing franchises growing. In addition to nearly double the number of business consulting franchises, there's also new emphasis on companies offering small business and franchise brokering consulting services. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Number four is food. You know, that's no surprise. It says franchises and their customers will never go hungry. Franchises serving up salads and smoothies enjoyed healthy growth last year. A couple of chicken wing newcomers, which we've seen, made their way into this year's listing. And coffee franchises. I think you and I were talking about that as well, Don.
Coffee
franchises are booming.
Oh, yeah. Very popular industry. It's just incredible how many specialty coffee franchises there are. Yeah,
absolutely. I've seen some new ones pop up, you know, so absolutely. eBay drop-off stores, Don, I think you and I have mentioned this on past shows as well, like I Sold It, you know, generally dominated the market.
I Sold It's the number one top 25 new franchise.
They are, that's right. Yeah, I saw that. It was listed in Entrepreneur, so that was interesting. Enrichment learning programs for kids. I think we might have even mentioned that on last week's show as well.
Yeah.
As another popular category. It says, when it comes to learning programs for children, the segment increased by 850-plus units, but 2006 also saw diversification with new types of programs, such as cooking school and an abacus learning program. So could you imagine that? That's interesting. And last one is personal care services. It says baby boomers may be young at heart, but their desire to look young as well as spurred the growth of franchises offering laser, skincare, med spa, massage, fitness, and also tanning services. So pretty interesting. You know, it's just those are the seven categories that, you know, the article in Entrepreneur mentions to you know, look at. And that, again, was by Sarah Wilson. So great article. And I know you had some interesting trends that are taking place. I think it was Liberty Fitness, wasn't it, Don?
Marty. Through franchising.com website, I found something very interesting. Liberty Fitness Women's Healthcare Club captures entrepreneurial spirit in women. This is out of Austin, Texas. Liberty Fitness Women's Health Club is fast becoming women in more ways than one. Not only did a woman launch the company in 2002, but 74% of the Liberty Fitness clubs are women-owned.
Wow.
What's interesting about the article is this next paragraph. The numbers reinforce a national trend recently cited by the Center for Women's Business Research. The center reveals that women-owned businesses are growing at twice the rate of all firms in the U.S.,
Wow.
According to the center, Marty, between 1997 and 2006, the number of majority women-owned businesses increased from 5.4 million to 7.7 million, an increase of 42%, almost double of all firms.
That's something.
So it's interesting.
That's incredible.
The increase in women-owned businesses in general, and we're seeing this through Liberty Fitness. Liberty Fitness CEO and President Linda Brzezinski says she believes women are seeking business ownership opportunities with Liberty Fitness because of the company's higher mission to improve health and wellness of women everywhere. She admits it is the reason she accepted the offer to lead the company in July 2005. Regardless of who you are, you want your life to have meaning, she says. Liberty Fitness afforded me the opportunity to not only build a dynamic business, but it's a business that makes an incredible impact. Cardiovascular-related diseases are the number one killer of women in our country. And everyone knows that cardiovascular diseases are linked to obesity. At Liberty Fitness, we focus on what works long-term.
Right.
We combine common sense weight loss plans, fitness and wellness, and it's all offered in a beautiful spa-like setting. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
That is very
interesting.
The whole purpose
of the franchise, most are women-owned, and just the increase of women-owned businesses in general. So
that's something.
Wanted to mention that. Also, Marty, Cold Stone Creamery, the popular ice cream franchise.
Right.
That's been growing big time over the U.S.
Bad.
For years. I've financed many of them. It says here, this is out of the Arizona Republic newspaper, written by Yvette Armendariz. Cold Stone Creamery executives recently began year two of their foray into selling ice cream overseas with the goal of growing the brand in markets such as Mexico, Canada, and South America.
Right.
So far, per-store sales at its 12 international stores in the Pacific Rim are running at about $1 million annually, about three times higher than U.S. stores.
That's fascinating.
So, you know, it's interesting. Why I bring this up is, you know, a lot of franchises that are successful in other countries, they come
right
here, and a lot of successful ones here, they eventually go international and start going into other countries. And, you know, a lot of times they have success in
right
other countries than here. So
absolutely, it is. It's interesting. You know, I'm surprised at that, Don. You know how the numbers have, you know, for Cold Stone exceeded, you know, in other countries. That's very interesting. You say why? You know, what is that attributed to? That's just interesting.
I think it could be, you know, the newness, the freshness of the brand.
Right.
You know, the quality of the product. Be interesting to see how those numbers are in a couple of years. I'm sure they'll come down a little bit.
Sure,
overall,
absolutely.
Cold Stone's a very strong established franchise and.
Right.
So that was an interesting article. Next, Marty, from we've been going back to the Entrepreneur Magazine Franchise 500 because they've had so much good information in there.
Right.
I want to list the top 10 of the top 25 new franchises. We didn't get a chance to talk about this on the last show.
Okay.
But we just mentioned before I sold it, one of the eBay drop-off store franchises.
Right.
That came in at number one. Two is a franchise called United Shipping Solutions.
Okay, I've heard of those
shipping
guys.
Shipping business. Three is Massage Envy.
Right, they're popping up all over the place now, too, I think, especially in the Northeast, aren't they, Don?
Right, yeah, they just built one down the street from myself. I've financed a few of them. We just mentioned the newer trends. That's one of them. So there's a lot of, it looks like they have a lot of potential. Four, Marty, is Super Suppers. They're a meal preparation service. Five is Dream Dinners. This is an industry that's really gaining strength, these companies that prepare meals.
Okay.
For you. Six is Wine Styles, a company I'm familiar with.
Right.
Seven is System 4, they're a commercial cleaning company. Number eight is a company called Enhance, they're miscellaneous home improvements. Nine is The Growth Coach, I guess a franchise similar to Action International, who we interviewed just recently. And ten is Instant Tax Service, a tax company. You know, go down a little bit is a tutoring franchise. We mentioned the popularity of child and children franchises. Another eBay drop-off store called Snappy Auctions.
Okay.
Number 23 is another children's franchise. So it's a very interesting list, but that's the top 10.
That's something.
And it kind of covered kind of the, you know, what we just talked about, you know, some of the recent trends and newer franchises.
Oh, that's interesting. All right, great. Okay, good. So we finally got to that list, Don. I know we've been trying to get to it for the last, was it 3 or 4 weeks now? So
put stuff off, so... do we have a little bit of time to go over the top 25 fastest growing franchises?
I think maybe at the end of the show, depending on how much time we have left at the end of the show, we could probably give those a rundown. I think we're going to have to start posting these things on the website. So I think what we'll do here, Don, is we'll take a break and we'll either get to it at the end of the show or post it on the website or we'll try it again next week. So.
Okay. I'm so excited. I got to keep giving out information here.
Absolutely. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk. Coming up in segment two, they recognize as the leading locksmith franchise in the world, with 3,600 trained techs and licensed locksmiths serving a total population of more than 150 million in over 3,400 cities. We're going to meet with the CEO, Don Marks, and the Director of Franchise Development, Michael Kleinmeier, for the franchise opportunity Pop-A-Lock, coming up here on Franchise Interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
Unlock your earning potential with a business to call your own with the Pop-A-Lock Franchise Opportunity. Founded in 1991 by former law enforcement officers in Lafayette, Louisiana, Pop-A-Lock is recognized as the leading locksmith franchise in the world, with 3,600 trained techs and licensed locksmiths serving a total population of more than 150 million in over 3,400 cities. Pop-A-Lock provides multiple revenue streams to franchisees, such as locksmithing and car door unlocking, high-tech key generation, emergency roadside assistance, and emergency car door unlocking. If you would like to examine the Pop-A-Lock franchise opportunity in more detail, please go to our website, www.popalock.com. That's www.popalock.com. Or call 337-233-6211. That number again is 337-233-6211.
Lock up your future today with Pop-A-Lock.
Hello, Service Brands International. I got a problem. The more time I spend pursuing success, the less time I have to enjoy it. What am I going to do?
Don't worry. You made the right call. Service Brands International, a leading multi-brand franchiser, offers a variety of proven home services franchises that are ideally positioned for today's time-starved consumers and are exceptionally efficient to operate, giving you the time to run your business and time to enjoy your success.
There's Molly Made,
a residential cleaning franchise.
Mr. Handyman,
the franchise solution for residential and commercial fix-it problems.
1-800-DRY-CLEAN,
the affordable franchise opportunity offering quality dry cleaning with the convenience of free pickup and delivery.
And Ducts.
That's DUCTZ, meeting the need for improved indoor air quality. For more information on how a Service Brands franchise can provide a life worth living, visit servicebrands.com.
That's servicebrands.com.
Listen, the world is talking. World Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today's show is being brought to you by Service Brands International. And Service Brands International is a family of franchise concepts, which include Molly Made, 1-800-DRY-CLEAN, Mr. Handyman, and Ducts. And our next guest is Don Marks, who is the CEO for Pop-A-Lock, along with Michael Kleinmeier, who is the Director of Franchise Development for Pop-A-Lock. And Pop-A-Lock is recognized as a leading locksmith franchise in the world, with 3,600 trained techs and licensed locksmiths, serving a total population of more than 150 million in over 3,400 cities. Pop-A-Lock was also ranked number 148 in Entrepreneur's Top 500 Franchises for 2007. Don, Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Mike. Don and Mike, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson, who is also the president of Diamond Financial Services in New Jersey.
Good morning, Don. How are you?
Good morning, Don.
Mike, I think you know this story, but I don't think Don Marks knows it. Don had an interesting story that he wanted to share that in a situation where he would have loved to have had a Pop-A-Lock in his area.
Yeah, guys, first I just want to mention, you guys being from Louisiana, that's my mom's home state, so I just want to throw that in there. You always got to try to get your mom on the show. But
that's the second time, Don.
I used to go in Louisiana a lot when I was younger. My mom grew up in Alexandria, and I've been to New Orleans a bunch of times, so it's really kind of my second state to here in New Jersey. And I've enjoyed working with your company, Michael. You and I have known each other a couple of years. We financed some of your franchisees, so
yep.
Obviously we look to have a great 07. But yeah, getting over to my story, it's kind of typical of what you guys hear sometimes. And Michael, I might have told you this story a little while back. I just moved to a new house, and it was late afternoon on a Sunday. My wife and I hadn't really worked out our key situation yet. We had two different locks, two keys, and my wife's probably not listening, and it was definitely her fault. I put all the blame on her. She locked us out of the house. And it just became a nightmare. My wife had to take my two young kids. Luckily, my parents lived nearby, and I just had my cell phone on me. I was locked out, didn't have a phone book, so had to call information, got the names of a couple locksmith companies, and really, after about an hour and a half, I was back at square one. I wasn't getting any results. These companies were lying to me. I just had no confidence that someone was coming shortly. I was kind of being bumped around a little bit. So it got to be a real tough situation. It finally took over 4 or 5 hours for someone to finally come, and it was just frustrating not knowing if or when the company was going to be coming. And meanwhile, I'm cold, I'm tired, I'm frustrating. I even had one guy tell me, hey, go find somebody else. So I imagine a lot of people go through that scenario, whether they're locked out of their car or their house. I wish I could have had just a local Papalock guy come over and take care of the problem quickly.
Right, absolutely.
You gave the clear demonstration of the difference between our system and the rest of the industry, which is basically, mom and pops doing what they want to do.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. Don, we always like to start off this show, or interview anyway, by asking, what were you doing before becoming a CEO of Papalock? I know you have an interesting background.
Yeah, I have a marketing degree and a law degree, and for 27 years, I've basically been hired to create and expand a market-dominating explosive growth franchise systems. So I was in Orlando with my two twin 6.5-year-old sons because there was Disneyland and SeaWorld and Universal Studios. And that's where a kid should grow up. And I got a call from a friend of mine who said, you need to go look at this Poplock thing. There's nothing like it. It's unique. It could be the Walmart of the locksmith industry. And I said, I'm not moving to Lafayette. There's no Disneyland. And indeed, when my sons finally got to Lafayette, because the opportunity was so compelling that even though I'd never heard of Lafayette, the Papalock opportunity is so compelling, I moved to Lafayette. The first thing they said is, okay, where's Disneyland? Which, of course, there is no Disneyland. But we have Mardi Gras, so it's close.
There you go.
But the opportunity to consolidate a mom-and-pop industry with a very professional service and professional system, it was just too compelling. Now, Lafayette did turn out to be a great town, but I didn't know it then.
Right, absolutely. Okay, good. So you kind of answered my question, I guess, why did you join Papalock? It sounds like...
Yeah, I always... I won't run a company unless it has, I call it sustainable strategic competitive advantages.
Right, and you guys what certainly means have
in English,
that.
What that means in English is you have to be able to do what others can't or won't.
Right.
And the uniqueness, and I think any franchise prospect should say, what will make me different and better a year, 2 years, 5 years from now? What can't anyone in the same industry I'm doing do? And in Papalock, we are 24/7 by 365 days a year, now in about 51% of the country, get you in your car, your home, your business, make you keys, like when you get a new house and you need keys and you need them all rekeyed to the same key, or you lose an employee and you need your keys changed, 40 minutes, often 20 minutes, and there's nobody else can do that. They don't have the technology or the support or the training or the geographic imprint. So it was just, it's a uniquely strong opportunity. There's not a lot of opportunities left to dominate a whole couple of large market segments.
Yeah, I would agree with that, absolutely.
So you saw, you saw a very inconsistent industry that really could, benefit from.
Well, and the explosive growth, again, when you play on a field with everyone else on the field, hopefully you do okay. But when you dominate, you own the field, that's the difference between a good job and good income and true wealth creation. And I always believe, if you're going to spend your time and your effort and your money, you should work toward true wealth creation, not just the good income. That's not enough anymore.
Right, absolutely.
Michael, can you describe the history of the organization?
Yeah, sure. Well, Papalock was founded in 1991 by two former law enforcement officers from Lafayette, we saw the need for this type of service well ahead of its time. Nothing like this was out there. They did the research and development. They proved their business model, began franchising in 95, and PopLock really put a whole new perception on who shows up to provide these services and how they show up to provide them. They've grown the system to a fairly significant point and then realized that, hey, we need, this is working, and we should get someone who's run a large franchise system to help us grow and support the existing footprint. And that's how Don Marks got involved at the end of 2003. Mm-hmm. And there are additional great things that have happened since and are about to happen for PopLock. And Don is bringing some of the things that have made those other systems successful to the PopLock organization.
Yeah. It's a great story, Michael. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, here are two law enforcement officers. I mean, you don't really think of them as being, like entrepreneurs, so you can say, discovering and satisfying this need and, in a very big market. So I think it's a great story how the company actually began.
Yeah, there's a little bit of color to it, too. And when we speak to people, we go into a little more detail than we probably have time to go into here. But it is an interesting story.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Don, how big is your industry? I mean, as Marty mentioned, I guess the industry is made up mainly of mom and pops, but talk a little bit about the industry in general, please.
If you look at the whole industry, because we are really security professionals, all the locksmithing opportunities and all of the mobile vehicle technical services, it's about $50 billion and growing. Many people are focused on security now. One, the world situation the way it is, and local concerns. So our industry is in explosive growth because of everyone's need to feel secure. And, we have programs from national accounts called Global Protect Safe and Secure because all of them are interested in how do they provide more security for their customers.
Right, absolutely. That's something. As you said, Don, it's $50 billion and growing. I mean, those are some pretty big numbers.
Mm-hmm. About how many total locksmith companies are there nationwide, approximately?
Oh, if you count all the little moms and pops, there's tens of hundreds of thousands, which, go out of business every 6 months also.
Right. Yeah. But this is a question for Don. Why is PopLock a unique franchise opportunity?
And that is the sustainable strategic competitive advantages. Everything that a great franchise has, we have. Our training's exceptional. It's the highest in the country. It's one of only five that's Aloha certified. We're on all the latest boards with the manufacturers and everything. We can watch every call live because our dispatch technology is the state of the art. Our training's the state of the art. Our marketing and logo and consumer research, again, these are all things mom and pop can't. But our geographic imprint, the next largest system has a couple locations, and we cover 51%. Our national accounts, no one else could even service a national account. If you want coverage throughout the country, it's PopLock or PopLock.
Exactly.
Because between our 50% we cover and our strategic partnerships that help us cover the rest of the country, there is no alternative. So if you look down the line and I'll give you the future vision later. I don't want to take it all up now. But there is no alternative to PopLock. As long as we do our job right and we commit more money every year to research, to development, to franchise support, to stay ahead of the curve and to dominate the market, it's our market. It's our market.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, you guys certainly, Don, have some strong and strategic competitive advantages. I mean, as you said, I mean, you guys will advertise where, a lot of mom and pops won't. I don't, recall seeing too many advertisements on television for, locksmithing services, and you guys will also take the time to do market research, where I can't imagine, a small mom and pop locksmith is going to take the time, even the cost of doing significant market research, So you guys definitely have those strategic and competitive advantages, so it's a great position to be in.
And being a service business, I guess, as long as your franchisees are trained to have top-notch service. I mean, you heard my story. I got nothing but bad service, so it's just
right.
The opposite. And combine that with name recognition, mm-hmm. training, the national accounts, ongoing support. I guess that's really the focus of why PapaLock's growing and becoming popular, or just being a successful franchise system in general, right, guys?
Yes, we're really an emergency response service. So when you say you didn't get anyone to even talk to you for an hour and a half, in most cases, 40 minutes at most, usually 20 minutes, we're there. Because that's the nature of the evolution of our business, that we're emergency response to, you know, mobile vehicle technical problems and locksmithing problems. So, you know, an hour and a half is unheard of to us.
Right, absolutely.
I mean, that's the biggest complaint in your industry is the time frame in which people are serviced. So that's really, I guess, what your main focus is, and, you know, getting the people quickly.
And with the best quality and very fair prices.
Right.
And get that repeat business, and,
yeah,
very interesting.
Awesome. This is a question for Michael, because, Mike, you're in for the franchise development. Is what characteristics make a successful PapaLock franchisee? What would you say?
Well, it's I can give you some relatively simple answers to a question that actually covers a broad range, but I'll try to segment it down. In either of the two main profiles, the characteristic should be that the person can, or the business party can follow a proven successful system.
Okay.
And I don't mean to make it oversimplified, but that is an element that we need.
Sure,
they should
absolutely.
Also feel comfortable being a higher profile business in their area. There are some special services that we offer that, again, help us differentiate ourselves. And they should be, able to go out there and be a presence in the community.
Right, right.
But typically, you would, in a small market, say 125,000 or less in population, you're looking at more of an owner-operator. In a larger market, 200,000, quarter million, and up to several million, you're looking at the executive, the entrepreneur model. Typically will, in those large markets, hire the employees to provide the services, and the franchisee will work on business building, on marketing, on promotion, and back office. And that's what's needed in those larger markets.
Right,
there
absolutely.
Are VPs of facilities and premise managers that don't have, Joe's Lock Shop, not to pick on Joe,
right.
calling on them to provide ongoing service and maintenance for their facilities. And everybody is more concerned, particularly over the last several years, about, who's coming and going and when. So
sure.
The need is growing for our types of service, and the traditional providers of service are fading away or haven't kept up with the next steps in the evolution of their world, and PapaLock is on the leading edge.
Right, absolutely. So it sounds like, again, just to echo your words, Michael, is, they have to be able to follow a system. They have to have some type, I guess you could say, of operational ability or, even better, marketing ability as well.
Either have or buy.
Yes. And, we shouldn't forget, in either profile, whether small or large market, you do need the finances, and that goes for any business, to
sure, absolutely.
To handle the area you're handling. So I don't want to leave that out. But
okay.
It really is a three-legged stool. You have the finances to fund the operational end and the marketing, sales, and promo end.
Right, absolutely. Okay, good.
Okay, Michael, tell us a little bit about the training and support. How's that like for a new franchisee going through that process, training?
The training and support, just overall, is very solid, state-of-the-art, if you want to use that term. And having been a franchisee in another system, that also was a franchisee-friendly environment, as I call it, there is some pre-training material that's given to a new franchisee from the get-go. When they come in, they spend a week at headquarters in Lafayette going through the how to run the PapaLock business aspects. And that could be the franchisee and any management people they feel are important and relevant to running the business. Their employees are trained on the tech side in a separate program, but we're talking about franchisee training. Now, support, we provide marketing, operational support. We have a very professional, exclusive website for the franchisees, as well as a live 24/7 support mechanism. We have steps that are followed as the franchisee is ramping up to open the business, where it, in as a complement to the training that they get from the franchisor, they are assigned what we call a mentor. We have a mentor program, which is a select group of experienced and successful franchisees that have the big picture view, not just the me view, that I'm part of something even larger than my own franchise business.
Right.
And are at a point where they can, you know, give back to a system that's made them very successful. They actually spend email and phone time with the franchisees. They're about to open up. After the franchise has been open a couple of months, they spend roughly a week in the area with the franchisee, going through a checklist of things that we're coordinating with the franchisor, with Papalock. And we get the results from that, and then our marketing and our operational people go out for follow-up visits. So the training and support is initial and ongoing, whether you're, you know, 10 minutes in the business or 10 years in the business.
Right, so it's ongoing support, very important.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. We have a 24-hour hotline with Master Locksmiths and the state-of-the-art website, so and you can see every part of your business live. Ongoing, and you get business reports ongoing off of the dispatch system. So it's a pretty strong support.
Right, a lot of tools to stay successful.
Right, that's great.
Very important.
Yeah, Don and Michael, are you guys able to stick around for another segment?
Sure.
Yes, sure. Okay, that's great. Okay, so we're going to be right back. Take a little break here. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.